Just one more thing about the Cuban Missile Crisis before we review 13 Days. Political crises sometimes affect popular culture in surprising ways. For example, composer Steve Reich was thinking about the Cuban Missile Crisis when he was creating one of his formative works, his 1965 piece, It's Gonna Rain. Here's an excerpt of our 1999 interview.
This is a tape manipulation piece. What principle were you working with in this piece?
Well, I guess really the bottom line principle was that sometimes when people speak, they almost sing. And there's no better example of that than a black Pentecostal preacher who's really, it's impossible to say if they're singing or speaking. It's hovering between the two of them. And this was a young man who called himself Brother Walter, who was in the Union Square Park of San Francisco in 64, late 64, when I recorded him. And he's talking or laying it down about the flood in the Bible, and Noah and the Ark. And you got to remember that the Cuban Missile Crisis was in 62, and a lot of us were thinking that, you know, this was something hanging over everyone's head, especially in San Francisco at that particular period in the early 60s, that kind of thinking was rampant, that we could be so much radioactive dust in the next day or two. So this seemed very appropriate for the time in history when I was living, And I was playing with tape loops on a technical level. The tape loops are little bits of tape that are spliced together back then so that they just go around and around and around and repeat themselves. And when you take a bit of speech like, it's going to rain, the way he says it, you really begin to hear the music of what he's saying and what he says increasingly blended together, so it's hard to separate them. And then there are actually two loops of his voice going, starting in unison, and then one slowly creeps ahead of the other. And then gradually you begin to hear it as a rounder can. And that's exactly what happens in this piece.
Let's hear it. This is Steve Reich's It's Gonna Rain, originally recorded in 1965.
He began to warn the people. He said, after all, it's gonna rain after all, for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the people didn't believe him. And they began to laugh at him. And they began to mock him. And they began to say, it ain't gonna rain. It's gonna rain, 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 it's gonna